And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head football coach Shane Haraski. First off, Coach, congratulations to you and the team. You make it back to the state championship game for a second year in a row. I know that that was a big goal for your team coming in. I'm sure you're very proud of what they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, these boys have had a good year so far. Got one more game, so hopefully we can come away with a win.
Coach, when we talked to you last week, we mentioned things like defense and special teams. And boy, did those come up big for you in the state semifinal against Garden County. You had to be pleased with the way you played in all three phases of the game, but certainly the defense and then the special teams really stood out.
Yeah, our defense did a good job. They're a good team. Garden County is a big physical team. Played really well. Our defense kind of shut them down, and then, yeah, our special teams came up big. Seems like it's always something different every week, whether it be our kicking game with our PATs or kickoff returns for touchdowns or block punts. Special teams came up big again.
Coach, you had the two big kick returns for a touchdown in the semifinal. Did you see some things that maybe made you believe that you could get something in the return game, or was it really just plays made by your players in those two instances?
Yeah, the players just kind of step up and made plays. You know, in six-man football, there's a lot of open space, so I always say if you can stay on your blocks, should open up some room for the return guys. So, yeah, it just worked out for us.
Coach, talk a little bit about the journey. Take us back to fall camp. As you were preparing for this season, did you see some things where you said, hey, you know what, we're going to have to do this through the course of the year to get to where we want to go? Talk about the journey a little bit and how some of those things came together for you through the entire year.
Yeah, I mean, every year it's kind of the same thing. You lose starters from the year before, so you got a lot of spots to fill, and we had some really good returning starters, but we had some spots to fill. So, yeah, between shuffling guys around at the start of the year and working guys in, we fought through some injuries this year. So we had some younger guys stepping in play throughout the year. They got some good quality minutes. So, yeah, just a combination of things. But, yeah, we kind of feel like we got the right guys in the right positions now. So hopefully it'll work out for us.
Second year in a row you're going to play for the six-man football state championship. What a tremendous run it's been for your program the last few years. Having made it a year ago, Coach, has it made this year a little bit easier maybe as far as preparation? Because I know this week is a little different from the regular season. You've got all kinds of guys like me who are wanting a piece of your time, and I'm sure the players are the same way. Going through that a year ago, has that helped you a little bit navigate through that this year?
Yeah, it has. I mean, last year it was all new. New to everybody, new to the coaches, new to the players. And, yeah, I mean, building up to the championship week, this week especially, between all the interviews and having cameras at practice and a lot of distractions, a lot of new stuff. So, yeah, it's everybody just a little more comfortable this year. It doesn't make things any easier, but everybody's a little more comfortable, mm-hmm. Not as nervous this year, a little more settled in.
Coach, I'd like for you to take a moment and just talk about the community support that you get. We see it all the time with all of the teams within our coverage area that we cover, but I know that that community support is big, and you certainly felt it at the semifinal when you got to host it. I know last year a huge crowd there to support you at the championship game. I know that'll be the same this year. Just talk about the community support that you get and how important it is to your football team.
Yeah, there's quite a few people at the semifinal game, and like you said, last year at the finals game, there's a huge crowd there. Talking to other people, you know, it wasn't just people from Sumner, Eddyville, and Miller. It was surrounding towns, too. I mean, Overton had a crowd there. Elm Creek had a crowd there. Amherst had a crowd there. Ravana had a crowd there. I mean, just surrounding communities showed up to watch the boys play. So, yeah, I'm expecting to have another big crowd at the championship game again.
Coach, let's talk about your opponent. This is the second time now this season that you have met Stewart. You met in the regular season. It was a great game, back and forth. What did you learn from being on the field with them, and what will be the keys coming up on Friday?
Yeah, Stewart's a good team. They're very well coached. yeah, that first game was close. It could have went either way. Nobody really had control the whole game. So, yeah, we're real familiar with them. They're familiar with us. There's not a whole lot of secrets between the two teams. So, should be one heck of a game on Friday night.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you.
That's Coach Shane Haraski joining us on our pregame show.